Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This show is going to be coming to you live from the US of A in 2 weeks' time, in under 2 weeks' time, because we are broadcasting from Fitzpatrick's Hotel in Manhattan, just down the road from Trump Tower, of course, a couple of blocks over for the US elections. We are there on Monday, the day before polling. We will be broadcasting on Tuesday when people vote, and on Wednesday as we try to read the tea leaves and ascertain the fallout. Jeff Kooner is with me now to discuss what that fallout may be. He is host of the Kooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, so we are what? Less than 2 weeks out until America elects its new president. What is the latest? What is happening?
Well, Kieran, if I was to handicap the race right now, my prediction is on Tuesday, or I guess Wednesday when you're on the air in New York, just what is it, a stone's throw away from Trump Tower, you're going to be hearing champagne corks popping. The way the race is turning out now, Trump has a 2-point lead, according to most polls, in the national average. But what is really now concerning the Kamala campaign is they're behind. They're underwater in almost every single key battleground state. And I think that's why you saw, really, there's no other way to put it, a stunning, shocking press conference that she delivered yesterday without taking any questions. It was kind of a non-press conference press conference where the Democrats unveiled their so-called October surprise. And they came out, there was an interview that Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, delivered to the New York Times, where he said that Trump has Hitler-like tendencies, that apparently in private conversations when he was Trump's chief of staff, Trump expressed his admiration for some parts of Hitler, or I guess his economic policies, that he admired Hitler's generals. And according to John Kelly, he believes that Trump fits the very definition of a fascist. Kamala seized on that. Her campaign has seized on that. And then she addressed the country, and then later in a CNN town hall explicitly said that Trump, should he win in November, is the second coming of Adolf Hitler, that he is a fascist, that he will impose a sort of Nazi-like dictatorship in which judges, journalists, political opponents are going to be rounded up, jailed. He will unleash the military to crack down on all dissent. And essentially, she didn't say this, but essentially, a Trump election victory on November 5 means the emergence of the Fourth Reich. Now, when you start invoking Hitler and the Fourth Reich, that means you're behind. She's losing. It reeked of desperation. I don't think it moved the needle for her at all. Mm. I think people who hate Trump hate him even more now.
Did she not have to bring it up? I mean, if John Kelly, a former kind of senior Trump advisor, was talking about Adolf Hitler and Trump talking about Adolf Hitler, she kind of had to address it, didn't she?
Well, I mean, you address it, but it's the way you address it. And she came across, frankly, as shrill, hysterical. Look, they've been calling Trump Hitler now for 9 years. So there's nothing new in terms of the attack. What is new is John Kelly. But if you look at John Kelly, for example, and just a full disclosure, I know General John Kelly. I've had him on my show multiple times. We raise a lot of money every year for disabled American veterans. I like him personally. He and I are on very good terms. But John Kelly, and this was certainly the case under Trump, John Kelly's a Democrat, which is fine. But I'm just saying, politically, he never aligned with Trump. And he disagreed with most of Trump's policies. Now, the context of the interview was, well, Trump said that he said that Hitler had some successes. Kelly said, well, like what? And Trump said, well, he rebuilt Germany's economy, to which Kelly then said, but then he used it for war and to invade numerous countries. You should never say anything positive about Hitler. Well, Trump wasn't saying, I love Hitler. I admire Hitler. I support the Holocaust. What he said, and as a former professor of history at McGill, I mean, don't even take my word for it, Kieran. You can look it up. Ian Kershaw, really, I think Hitler's best biographer. But there are many others, Alan Bullock, John Toland. All of them have pointed out Hitler did curb inflation. I mean, it doesn't mean I like the guy. The Nazis literally butchered half my family. Was Hitler an evil monster? Yes. But he did curb inflation.
Does it make you worry, though, about Donald Trump's judgment? It's a bit like when people kind of say, well, didn't Mussolini make the trains run on time?
Well, I mean, it depends the context. I mean, if, you know, you're having lunch or dinner and you're sitting down and you're just chatting and, you know, somebody says, well, you know, I mean, Hitler did do some things right. Doesn't mean you're a Nazi. I mean, then all of his biographers are Nazis. My point is just this. To point out that Hitler had some successes doesn't mean you're going to unleash a Nazi dictatorship. And I asked General Kelly to come on my show. And very tellingly, he didn't. And the reason why he didn't is because I would have asked him the most obvious question. You had these conversations while you were Trump's chief of staff. If you believe that Trump then had these Hitlerian fascist tendencies, you had then a moral and, to me, professional patriotic obligation to resign on the spot and tell the American people, we got to want to be Hitler in the White House. But you never did that. You stayed. And I know for a fact he kept leaking, which is why he got fired. He kept leaking to the New York Times and the Washington Post, everything under the Trump administration. That's why he got let go. His ego was bruised. He's angry. He's bitter. He's vindictive. And now he waited 2 weeks before the election to try to now do the ultimate smear job against Trump. You know, Kieran, whatever you think of Donald Trump, look, there's many things wrong about Donald Trump. He's not Adolf Hitler. He's just not. This is a man who wants to end wars, not start wars. This is a man who, they love him in Israel. His daughter is Jewish. His grandkids are Jewish. He's the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel president we've ever had. This is not some anti-Semitic warmonger who wants to start occupying country after country or start setting up concentration camps in the United States.
No, but sometimes, though, Jeff, don't you have to kind of stand back and think, how did we get to this point? Could you imagine if a Richard Nixon or a Ronald Reagan or a George H.W. Bush had said, you know what, I know Hitler did a lot of bad stuff, but you know, he managed that economy well. I mean, Jesus, I can't, like, I think that they would have polled in the single digits. It's kind of, and I know this is kind of a separate point, it is remarkable that we're at this point.
Well, I disagree. I mean, you look at every Hitler biographer, they said the exact same thing. So are they all Nazis?
No, but my point is the political climate has changed so much. Do you not think there would have been huge backlash had George Bush Sr. said, you know what, Hitler was a pretty good economist. I think that guy was, you know, until he invaded Poland, I liked what he was about.
Well, no, but he didn't say that. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're taking everything what he said out of context. What he said was, which is a fact, look, why did Hitler soar to popularity in Germany? I mean, it's a fact. He tamed inflation. He brought about public works programs. He brought about industrial production. In fact, he was so popular, his economic program. Winston Churchill himself in 1935 in his book, Great Contemporaries, says Hitler now is on the verge of becoming one of the great statesmen of Europe because he's known as a great economic modernizer. Trump's point wasn't, I love Adolf. I want to imitate Adolf. You're having a conversation over dinner with your generals, and you're talking about this general was a good general. This general was a bad general. Hey, you know what? Hitler actually had some successes until, of course, his anti-Semitism, his warmongering, his invasions, everything. Now, this is what most
generals
said.
Hitler's generals weren't managing the economy. Do you know what I mean? Like either you're praising his generals who are military leaders or you're praising his economic nous in the early years of the Third Reich. You're not doing both.
Well, no, but I mean, they were separate conversations. But the point is, was Erwin Rommel not a brilliant general? Was Guderian not maybe the greatest tank commander in military history? I have a biography. I just finished it. Lawrence Rees, Hitler and Stalin, one of the most famous British historians. Said Guderian and Hitler's generals were some of the most formidable generals the world had ever seen. Now, to point that out, I mean, I'm sorry, doesn't make you a Hitler lover that you have to strain to the point and say, aha, we got the smoking gun. The Fourth Reich is coming. Norman Schwarzkopf, who won the Gulf War essentially for George H.W. Bush, came out and said he studied Hitler's generals. And that was one of the reasons why they had such a quick, overwhelming victory. Hitler's generals are studied at West Point. So to point out that he had some formidable generals, that's what every biographer worth his or her salt says. So what Kelly is saying is he's taking a few conversations deliberately out of context to try to smear this man. And that's what this is. It's the most despicable smear imaginable that we're now going to see Adolf Hitler, the 21st century version. Now, I got news for everybody. Trump is going to win in November. There will be no Holocaust. He will not invade another country. He's not going to put anybody in jail or anybody in concentration camps. When he was in president for the first term, no judge went to jail. No journalist went to jail. Even Hillary didn't go to jail. Nobody was even charged. The only one that they want to put behind bars is him. The only one that they're trying to assassinate is him. And my biggest fear, to be candid with you, Kieran, is when you start throwing this out there, that Trump is the next Hitler, they're going to set up a possible third assassination attempt. It is reckless, it is dangerous, it is demagoguery, and it reeks of desperation. And my prediction is what's going to cost her the election.
Jeff, always good to talk to you. Thank you for the time. Jeff Kooner is host of the Kooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program. Introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.